You're listening to an official Patriots interview podcast from the 2005 season with Mike Wright.
Thanks for joining us today, Mike. Now, the accomplishment that you had in making the Patriots for the 2005 season was the end of quite a journey for you. You had a couple of major injuries around the college years. You ever think, about is this too much for me to handle? Is this too much for me to overcome all these injuries? And did it really pay off once you made this team?
Of course it paid off. You know, it's a great accomplishment to make it to the NFL and also make it to a team that's so great and has a great reputation for winning and everything else that comes with it.
Now, your first game, preseason game, was in Cincinnati, correct? The town that you're from.
Yes.
And it was a preseason game, but it was the first time you were able to don an NFL uniform. Take us through what that day on that game was like for you.
Well, it couldn't have went any better. I mean, having the first game in Cincinnati with all my family there and my friends all showed up for the game, which was nice. And, showing up to the stadium was a little bit different, coming in with a team that's going to take on the Bengals instead of going from the tailgate parking lot to the stands. But, I tried to soak it up as much as possible, and it went really well.
Growing up in Cincinnati, and you were born there,
yes.
and ended up going to college, ended up going to University
yes,
of Cincinnati.
Yes, I stayed at Cincinnati.
Excuse me, sir, but aren't you the one they call the Cincinnati kid?
Were you a big Cincinnati sports fan, and specifically the Bengals growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went to every game that I could and was always a big fan, always saw the Bengals in public and always thought it was a real big deal. But now when, I got on the line and I saw Carson Palmer, across from me, that was a little bit different. But, I've always been a big fan, and, I think I always still will be after football's over.
Bengals had some lean years there, probably, during growing up. Was it tough to claim that you were a Bengals fan at all?
Well, it's tough to be in Cincinnati and stay true to them. There's a lot of fair-weather fans out there, but, it was just great to be a part of it and have an NFL team in town to watch.
Now, at Cincinnati, you majored in criminal justice,
yes.
That's correct? Is that a line of work that you you hope to get into someday, regardless of the NFL career?
Possibly. I also had a minor in business, which I would more likely probably take some interest in after the NFL.
I'm a businessman.
I'll worry about that when it comes, but real estate would probably be my interest.
Real estate.
Real estate, yeah. Mm-hmm. Being here in the Boston area, your short time that you've been here, what do you notice different from your time growing up in Cincinnati? What do you like? What do you not like about this this area here?
The people are a little bit different. It's a different attitude. Mm-hmm. Everybody is very open, especially to people like me coming from out of town. Everywhere I go, they're very nice and very welcoming. So it's been nice.
Okay, we're gonna move on now to some lightning round questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you talked about being a Cincinnati sports fan. Did you have a specific athlete that you admired growing up, whether it be a Cincinnati athlete or not?
Oh, in Cincinnati, I admired Justin Smith.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Anything about him specifically?
His work ethic and his approach to the game.
Mm-hmm. How about a non-Cincinnati athlete that you...
Non-Cincinnati athlete.
If you have one. Or team. A team that you enjoyed following.
I actually like following the Patriots the past couple of years.
Oh, yeah?
Just the way they went about their business and you didn't take anything for granted and went game by game, and it's funny that I'm here now, but I really did watch them and admire them, and they're one of my favorites.
What's your favorite pregame music? You're on the field before the game. What gets your juices flowing?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't listen to any music. I sit in the locker room just trying to get myself in the zone and think about what I have to do and block out everything else. But if there were some music that I would probably listen to, probably a little bit of heavy metal. Also a little bit of rap.
Music hitting your heart, 'cause I know you got soul. What CD do you have in your car right now? Do you have a rap, heavy metal?
I mostly have country.
Oh, yeah?
In my car. I don't have any rap. rap is just nice for pregame, and heavy metal is also, but I mostly just have country. Travis Tritt. And it's a great day to be alive. Yeah, a little bit of Kenny Chesney. We'll be grooving when the sun
goes down. So you have a game, a hard-fought game, game's over. What's the post-game meal that you most like to, most look forward to?
anything that's fattening and greasy, you know, anything that you've been trying to stay away from all week to keep your weight and, you know, kind of do right.
How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray?
All right, before we let you go, what's a nickname that we have that we should be calling you around here in New England?
I got a bunch of them around here.
Give us one or two. Clean and that you can say on air.
They've been calling me Sweet Pea because my a friend of the family was actually my godfather's son was at the Bengals game, and after I made my sack, he always called me Sweet Pea back in Cincinnati, and a couple of the fellas heard it on the sidelines, so that kind of stuck with me. But for the most part, that's the cleanest I could probably tell you.
That's one. Okay, we'll stick with that one. Well, thank you very much, my name's Will.
Thanks for listening. And remember to check out all the official Patriots podcasts on Patriots.com.